Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So this week, we are going to be doing a deep dive on our podcast on how Democrats are planning to fight back before the midterms. You are not going to want to miss what they're going to do, because it is very clear now that their latest way of trying to survive with the midterms coming up, as they have a president that's got an all-time low approval rating, who is trying to turn around and shake hands with the air after he makes speeches and he doesn't even know what he's saying. And if you don't believe me, just go check it out. We put it up on all of our social media pages on Parler, Getter, Twitter. But we're going to break down for you what the Democrats are going back to. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, they're going back to something that is, I think, should be illegal, but unfortunately, it's not as of now, and that's bribery. Bribery is not illegal if you do it through government aid or government programs. Let me give you an example of the number one thing they're trying to do right now, and that is to engage younger voters and their parents. Now, this all started as a test run a couple of weeks ago. Biden decided to delay student loan repayments again, extending a pause that he had given because of the pandemic. Now, he wants it both ways, right? Democrats say, oh, well, we've got wages that are rising, so you don't have to worry about it, inflation. And Biden says, we've got these good numbers with unemployment rates, so why shouldn't people be able to then pay back their student loans if we're to believe what they claim? Now, they say that the economy just went bad and it's all Vladimir Putin's fault. But it's only on a certain number of issues. So again, wages, they want you to believe, are keeping up. Unemployment rates are low. Everything is fine. If that is the case, then why is Biden delaying student loan repayments again, extending a pause again? It's because Democrats are trying to push for total loan forgiveness. One Democrat this week said, quote, "We are making progress." Top Democrats, we're also being told now, are really focused on student loan forgiveness because they say that if you can forgive more than $1 trillion in student loan debt, that many Democrats will be able to hold on during reelection because the people who have the student loan debt and their parents will probably vote for them because the vote is worth up to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, depending on who you're talking to. Now, a top Democratic lawmaker said that the progress was being made to really push the White House to cancel student loan debt. "I have told the president this is one of the most important things he can do to help our economy grow." That's what the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said at the State of the Student Debt Summit this last week. He said, quote, "This must get done. We must get this done. So we're working on it. We're making progress, folks. We are making progress. The White House seems more open to it than ever before." Now, the senator's remarks come days after the White House yet again extended the pandemic payment pause on federally backed student loans now through the end of August. Chuck Schumer and fellow Democrats are saying that they are now urging the president more than ever to save their political lives by bribing Americans. They're not, of course, using the word bribery, but that's what this is, and that's exactly why they're saying it. Now, the payment pause, quote, "has been a significant federal investment throughout the pandemic, providing essential relief to, quote, millions of families during the economic and public health crisis and saving them an average of about $393 per month." That's what a recent letter from Democrats said. It went on to say that most borrowers, quote, "are not financially prepared to shoulder another bill as they face skyrocketing costs for necessities like food and, you guessed it, gas." Now, during the summit this week, Schumer also addressed the deeper issue relating to the rising cost of college and talked about his personal experience through school. He said, "When I was in school, I could work my way through school. My family didn't have much money, but you can get out without debt. That can't happen anymore. When I was there, you could. College is so expensive." Well, I wonder why college is so expensive. And Chuck Schumer is not a total moron. He knows why college is so expensive, because as soon as the federal government got involved with these student-backed loans, the price of college skyrocketed because the colleges knew that the loans would be backed by the federal government. And they knew that it didn't matter how much they screwed a student when they were going to college, because if the student didn't pay, the government would back the loans. And remember, the college wasn't even waiting on the money because they got paid instantly. You went into debt and they didn't care that they screwed you, the student. And again, because the government said they would back the debt. So the students realized, wow, I can go to college. I can just sign my name on a line, not understanding exactly how expensive this is going to be down the road. And the government says, sign here, sign here, sign here. University gets their money. The cost of tuition skyrockets. And that's where we are now. And Schumer knows this. If the federal government stopped backing the student loans, the price of college would drop drastically overnight, because then people would start looking at college a little bit differently. And they would realize, wow, I'm not going to spend all this money. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go to a different college that I can afford, or maybe I'll go to a community college, or maybe I'll go to a trade school. But when we started turning colleges into high school 2.0, and then the government got involved with the loans, we saw the prices skyrocket. Quote, "College is so expensive that even if you work your butt off, you're not going to be able to emerge without this huge amount of debt on your shoulders," Schumer said. Now, a former government official also highlighted the issues with the existing system that's pushing him to call for student loan debt forgiveness. Former Education Secretary John King, who served in the Obama administration, is running for Maryland's governor, talked about the failings of the student loan machinery during the summit, saying, quote, "We were very focused on trying to improve income-driven repayment plans, and our hope was in the Obama administration that income-driven repayment would help address the student loan crisis. But it really hasn't. In fact, a, quote, recent investigation by NPR revealed that student loan servicers struggled to implement income-driven repayment, which is a key way low-income borrowers seek relief on their student loans during difficult financial periods. So, what do you do now? You just forgive it all. That's right. Cancel student debt. MoveOn.org is behind this now new initiative to push forward to forgive debt in the tune of more than $1 trillion. We're talking about major, major money here. And President Joe Biden seems to be looking to go forward this because, as a whole, the nation now has $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. And that portfolio has continued to grow because people haven't been making payments on that debt. Now, this freeze that he just had saved 41 million borrowers about $5 billion a month. The money's still owed, by the way. It's just going up with interest. Now, what some Democrats are now saying, and here's the bribery number for you, is that they want to cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower. That means that if you're married, you will get $100,000 of your college debt forgiven if you and a significant other each have $50,000 of student loan debt. Now, I want you to think about this. If you're willing to give someone $100,000 to vote for you, how is that not bribery? Is it illegal? No, but this is straight up bribery. And when you put this number out there and you know the number is outrageous and you know the number is continuing to climb and you know the number is where it is now, this is nothing more than straight up bribery.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to take you back to 2000. Think about how long ago that was. And I want to make you think about what they were running on back then. I want you to think about what was happening just 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. Now, I say this because I think it's important that you understand something here. And that is, Democrats keep going back to socialism. And part of socialism is bribery, right? We'll take care of you. Don't worry. Just give us some cash, right? Right? Just vote for us, or excuse me, we'll give you some cash. Just vote for us and we'll bribe you, and then you'll be dependent on us, and then you'll be dependent on us, and then we can own you like modern day slaves. That's the truth. That's what this is. It's modern day slavery. And what Democrats are doing, they're going backwards. They're going, all right, we're going to do this now. We got to go, right? We got to do this. We need people to vote for us. We got to bribe them. But there's young people that are in favor of this. They don't want it. They don't think how absurd it is. They got to pay their own bills. No, they love this. You're going to give me $50,000 if I'm married, $100,000 to vote for you. And all of a sudden, in a moment, all of my student loan debt's going to disappear. Hell yes, I will vote for you for that. That is what they're thinking. They're like, are you kidding me? I'll vote for that in 2 seconds. I'll vote for that and smile. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will happily vote for this. 100%, let's go. I'm going to take you back to Tucker Carlson had a commentary one night about socialism in America. Listen to this.
Well, you may be happy with the state of the U.S. economy, but many young people are not. And as a result of that, a lot of them are embracing political extremism. A poll released today by YouGov finds that half of all millennials, and even more of the generation that follows them, distrust capitalism. Fully 70% of millennials say they would be willing to vote for a socialist.
By the way, you want to know how they accomplished this with this poll that he's talking about, that 70% of millennials say they would have no problem voting for socialism? It's because we gave up our public school systems. And our public school systems have been indoctrinating our kids now for a generation, for decades, to believe that socialism is not bad, that socialism is somehow good, that socialism is not evil, but somehow socialism is something that you should be in favor of, that you should be excited about, that you should support. That's what they've been teaching kids, that you shouldn't. Most people would think, well, this is stupid, right? Most people would think this, wouldn't they? Most people would go, well, hold on a second. Who the hell is going to pay for this $50,000 per student loan borrower? Who's going to pay off the $100,000? It's me, the taxpayer. This doesn't make any sense. You're taking my money, then giving my money back and redistribute my money. Right? That's what a lot of people would be thinking if they were thinking clearly. They would be thinking it that way, saying, this is pretty absurd. This is pretty crazy. Right, this is something that is kind of insane. Yet here we are, 70% of millennials like, yeah, I'd vote for a communist. Why? Because we walked away from our public schools. Now we know what they're doing, critical race theory and transgender and everything else they're pushing on our kids. And people are finally waking up, because just because you pull your kids out of a public school doesn't mean the public school isn't indoctrinating other kids.
If you're not shocked by this, it's only because you have seen it before. Polls like this appear to be everywhere all of a sudden, and that ought to scare you. It's taken us almost 250 years to build this country. We could wreck it in a single generation, and at this rate, we will. Polls like this predict a looming disaster. In order to prevent that, we need to be clear about what has gone wrong. You often hear it said that young people support socialism because they've been brainwashed by their professors, and of course, there is truth in that. If you've got kids in college, you know that we have left the most vital job in America educating the next generation of citizens to some of the most mediocre people in our society. That's a huge problem. We need to fix it. But believe it or not, it's not the main problem. The main problem, the reason that capitalism increasingly is discredited and socialism increasingly is popular, is that our current system is making young people poorer. Go to college, we tell them. You'll be successful if you do. But too often that advice is outdated, if not an utter lie. Huge numbers of our kids wind up impoverished by the experience of college, their dreams thwarted forever. And the reason for that is debt. 45 million Americans now labor under student loans. The average debt burden is $37,000 per person. That's the price of a brand new car. Imagine starting your first job with that hanging over you. And keep in
mind. Now, let me just, I want you to think about where we are. You go back to 2019, where we're having this conversation. That number has gone from 36,000 to over 50,000. And the number is rising drastically. So you think about this student loan debt and look at how quick it's rising from 37,000, 36,000, 34,000, 30,000 to over the point where the government's like, well, look, we need to take every American that has debt in college, this $1.7 trillion that's out there, and we need to forgive, as they put it, up to $50,000 per borrower. So if you are a family of two and you both went to college, $100,000 of your debt, quote, disappears, except it doesn't, because the taxpayers are the ones that have to pay for this. You're just robbing the hardest working and the most responsible people to pay for the most irresponsible people. That's all you're doing here. There is no difference in that. That's it. That's what you're doing. So when people act like that's not what's happening, they're lying to you. This isn't debt forgiveness. This is again, a $1.7 trillion tax on Americans to pay for other people's college. Now, imagine how unfair this is if you didn't go to college, or maybe you went to community college, or maybe you went to trade school because you weren't willing to go into this much debt. And then you find out that the people you graduated with that did go to college are going to get their business, all their stuff paid off, and you didn't go to college because you were being responsible. And now we're going to reward them for their irresponsibility? That's what we're going to do? Yes, that's exactly. And they've been pushing this now for years, for decades.
Keep in mind that college debt isn't like ordinary debt. Thanks to a well-funding lobbying campaign, student loans cannot be erased by bankruptcy. They last forever. Many of today's college freshmen can expect to spend their working lives paying interest on loans that in the end didn't help them at all. So no wonder young people aren't getting married or buying homes or having children. They can't afford to. And no wonder so many of them support Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. If this is capitalism, they don't want any part of it. The irony, of course, is that the only people benefiting from this current system are on the far left. The smirking college presidents with multi-million dollar salaries, the authoritarian university administrators in the suddenly ubiquitous diversity and inclusion offices, the tenured professors of non-binary feminist poetry and other perverse and pointless fake academic disciplines. As a group, these are, without question, the least impressive people in this country. And yet they're the only ones coming out ahead in this deal. They are feasting on our children's debt. An entire generation of Americans enslaved to interest payments so that a small number of left-wing academics can have lifetime employment, making this country worse. That's the arrangement we've struck. And for the rest of us, socialism. That's what we're going to get out of it in reaction to it. There's got to be a better way to do things. Now, some on the left propose forgiving student loans entirely, which is to say, sticking American taxpayers with the bill for all of this. If there's one thing that could make a terrible situation even worse, it's that. Taxpayers didn't cause this problem. They shouldn't be punished any more than they already have been. The corrupt higher education establishment concocted this scam. They should pay to fix it. Harvard's endowment is $40 billion. Yale's endowment is $30 billion. So let's start there. What's clear is that we need to move the crushing financial burden of student debt off the shoulders of middle-class families and 22-year-olds and back to the people who have gotten rich from it.
And they got rich from it because they knew the government would either back it up or bail it out. And that's exactly where we are. You put people in a situation where they can't pay their bills, and then you come in knowing you're the one that created the situation, and then you say, I'm going to forgive your debt, which just means a bunch of other people are going to pay for your debt to the tune of $1.7 trillion. This is bribery.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
They've been working on this scheme to make, quote, college free or forgive $1.7 trillion student loan debt because they knew that there were millions and millions and millions of voters out there. $100,000? There's a lot of people that will vote for a Democrat for $100,000. If I was younger and didn't know how evil the Democratic Party was, and I'm sitting around a dinner table and, you know, my mom looks at me, my dad looks at me, they're like, hey, you know, if you vote for Joe Biden or for Elizabeth Warren or whoever, they're going to make $100,000 of you guys as a new young married couple's debt disappear. $100,000. You don't think there's millions and millions of voters out there that would say, look, even if they are a, quote, more, you know, Republican or conservative, that they're not going to say, all right, for once, you know what? And you can rationalize this one away, too. That's the other part of this, right? You can really, really rationalize this part of bribery, because you're going to say things like, well, look, I know how much money I'm going to pay in tax in my lifetime. If I can steal $100,000 or get $100,000 back right now, screw it, I'm going to do it. They're going to screw me the rest of my life. At least I can get $100,000 back from them right now. Those are the types of things that you will say. Because when you say that, there is some truth to it, right? There's some validity to it. Well, at least I'm going to get something back because I'm a hardworking person. Then you might go right back to being a Republican for that one time, right? That one moment. How do you not? For that one moment, how do you not just say, all right, I'll take the free bailout, right? I'll take the cash, right? I'll take the money. I'll give it a shot. Why not? And remember, Democrats have been softening people up to this now. Let's go back to January of 2020 and the presidential debates. Elizabeth Warren's out there trying to buy votes then.
So look, the way I think we need to do this is we need a wealth tax in America. We need to ask people with fortunes above $50 million to pay more. And that means that the lowliest millionaire that I would tax under this wealth tax would be paying about $19 million in the first year in taxes. If he wants to send his kid to...
Just $19 million, right? Like, look, it's just the lowest, all right? Look, let me just... The lowest amount, all right? All right, $19 million. So I'm just going to ask him, just send me $19 million, okay? We're going to go after the evil people that have money. We're going to tell you how evil they are in the process. You're going to hate them in the process. And that's how we're going to throw down on this one. And it's going to work out great. You're going to like it. By golly, you're going to like it. You're going to be in favor of it. It's going to be great. Because I'm talking to all you right now, and I know a lot of you don't have this kind of money. You don't have $50 million. So then it's the bad guys or the people that have money. We're going to take all this money from them. But then listen to this part from Elizabeth Warren.
Public university, then I'm okay with that. Because what we really need to talk about is the bigger economic picture here. We need to be willing to put a wealth tax in place, to ask those giant corporations that are not paying to pay, because that's how we build an economy. And for those who want to talk about it, bring down the national debt. You do universal child care, and you got a lot of mamas who can go to work, a lot of mamas who can finish their education. We make that investment in universal college. We've got
Thank
a lot
you,
of
Senator.
Who
Senator Klobuchar.
Education.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate your.
I mean, there it is, right? There's your kumbaya. You know, we got to have universal child care. We'll bring down the debt, free college tuition. We'll bring down the debt. This is bribery. That's all this is bribery. And this debt forgiveness, right? This college loan, this loan forgiveness makes it sound like you're compassionate. Makes it sounds like you're just, you know, you're kind, you're doing great things, and it just is smart, right? It's smart. You just got to be in favor of this. You got to be an advocate, and if you're not an advocate for this, well, then who the hell do you think you are? Megyn Kelly, by the way, bashed this past week student loan forgiveness. And she said it in a very blunt way, which I think everybody should agree with.
That I don't think the neighbor should have to pay for my college education. And my mom made a sacrifice. She could have been living off of that money. Suddenly she didn't have a, you know, two income home. But she used it to help her children. Like, that's what parents do. They scrimp and they save and they do what's necessary to pay for things like education. And we took out loans, too. And then we paid those loans back. Why should these snot-nosed kids today? I'm sorry. The ones who really need it, they can get loans, right? But like you point out, a lot of these people are going to be these sort of college, Columbia, elite graduates who are going to spend their years in journalism trying to shame half of America for doing absolutely nothing wrong. Why should I be paying for their college education? I don't want to.
I don't want to, and I agree with her. But this isn't about paying their college tuition. This is about bribing them. That's what this is about. Right? I mean, this is the same people that can't even tell you if a biological man should compete against women in college sports. Go to the White House. It's how confused they are in general. These are the people that are saying, but hey, we want to get, we forgive $1.7 trillion.
Okay, a question about college sports. In some places like the Ivy League now, there are biological males competing against women. Does the White House think that is fair?
Well, I would note that we're not the governing body for the NCAA or any other system out there that I believe you're probably referring to the case over in swimming in the NCAA. We understand how important sports are to student athletes across the country, but the NCAA obviously makes puts these policies in place. What I would say, Peter, if we look at this broadly, is that we celebrated International Transgender Day of Visibility last week with a slate of new actions to ensure we are continuing we continue to protect the dignity and identity of all Americans. And at a moment where we're looking at and we're seeing increased mental health issues related to young people, especially LGBTQ plus young people, we're providing additional funding and resources to address this issue. And we hope all leaders can focus on those important issues and the impact on many of these young people who are impacted across the country.
There's another example of bribery, by the way. You notice how many times she talked about funding for transgender this, transgender that, transgender this, LGBTQ plus this and that and the other, right? Because that's a group of people and people that have compassion for them that we can bribe to vote for us. So anytime they can take government funds, they can't even define what a man and a woman is, but they want you to spend $1.7 trillion on men and women who went to school who have not paid back their student loan debt. Don't tell me this isn't bribery. That's exactly what it is. It is bribery. We all know that it is bribery. It's bribery. And they're going to look for any scenario, any spot, any place they can to continue to bribe. That's the thing I do know. Bribery for them is the whole ball game. Look at the country, divide it up, find people that are on the right, find people that are right there, may go one way or the other. And then how do you connect to them? Well, I got a way. There's millions and millions of people that owe a bunch of money in college debt. We should really pay off their loans. How much is it going to cost? $1.7 trillion. All right, so we'll take money from taxpayers. And then we'll bribe people to vote for us, and that may work, and that may save us in the midterms. Yes. And if you don't think Democrats are going to keep moving forward this, they are. Okay? I mean, that's it. This is 100% about where, how many Americans can we get in front of. It's exactly why Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren have been pressing Biden to use executive authority to cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower. I mean, as recently as March the 31st, dozens of Democratic lawmakers sent a letter to the president urging him to extend not just the pause through the end of the year, but to provide, quote, meaningful student debt cancellation. Now, Biden has said he believes such action must come from Congress, right? And that would obviously be an uphill battle because then you'd have a bunch of Republicans that would oppose it. And the president, don't forget, had already campaigned to forgo up to $10,000 in debt per borrower. But now Democrats like, screw that, not enough. We need $50,000 because that's $100,000 a household, bro. I mean, we're talking about $50,000 a person. All right, well, how many people can that mean that we got that can vote for us? Government Accountability Office found nearly half of the 42.3 million borrowers covered by the freeze are at high risk of delinquency. So that means that there's 21 million borrowers out there covered by the freeze that's happening right now where you don't have to pay on your student loan debt are at high risk of delinquency. The at-risk group includes people who are delinquent on their loans from before the pause, those who dropped out of college and graduates within the past 3 years, who haven't had to make any loan payments thanks to the freeze. So there's 22 million Americans that we can bribe and give them up to $50,000 a piece to vote for us. Yes. And what's the likelihood they're going to vote for us? Almost all of them. So there's 22 million people out there who have boyfriends or girlfriends or husbands or wives that would also benefit from this. Yes. And then you have parents who would say their kid have $50,000 of their debt wiped out, who wanted them to go to college, and they're probably going to vote for us. Yes. So we can reach 80, 100 million people by doing this. Yes. And what does it cost us again? $1.7 trillion. Who pays for it? A bunch of people that weren't going to vote for us anyway. That's bribery. Like I said, we're going to do this all week long, exposing Democrats trying to bribe people to vote for them. This isn't the only issue they're bribing you on. Download the Ben Ferguson podcast, and you can listen all week long. Wherever you get your podcast, it's free. Grab it during the break, Ben Ferguson podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.